The following is a production of Des Moines Sears Media. Good morning, and welcome to the Creating Positive Energy podcast with me, David Sears. As I said yesterday, I like to read social media accounts from motivational speakers in the morning when I wake up. One of the accounts, called Laugh Until the Tears Run Down Your Leg, had a sweet story yesterday morning about kindness that I want to share with you. It goes like this. My name is Elena. I'm 71 and I cut hair in my garage. $25 cash only, no appointments. You just show up, sit at a vintage hydraulic chair I saved from my old shop, and let me help you look human again. I spent nearly half a century at a high-end downtown salon before my hands started developing a tremor. Nothing major, but enough to end the days of $100 precision layers. Now I do simple, honest trims in my driveway under a sign that says Elena's Community Cuts. Most folks come because they're struggling financially. That's fine. I keep the prices low on purpose, but Miguel came because he had reached the end of his rope. He showed up on a Tuesday morning, maybe 48 years old, weeks of stubble, hair matted and hanging past his shoulders. He looked like he'd been living out of his car. How much to make me look like someone worth hiring? He asked. I saw his hands trembling. I saw the crushing shame in the way he avoided my gaze. Sit down, I told him. I didn't mention the price. I worked for over an hour. I cut, shaped, and refined his beard. When I finally spun him toward the mirror, he stared at his reflection for a long, silent minute. I forgot, he whispered. I forgot I was still in there. He pulled out $9 in crumpled singles. It's all I've got. I'll bring the rest when I can. That's the exact price today, I lied. Tuesday special. He knew. He started crying. Not just a sniffle, but the kind of deep, gut-wrenching sob that comes from a person who hasn't felt seen in years. I have a job interview Thursday, he said. The first one in a year. I'd stopped trying because I looked like, well, like I'd already lost. You just gave me a fighting chance. After he left, I sat in my garage and thought about how many people stop trying because they can't afford to look like they're trying. So I put up a new sign, job interview cuts, free, no exceptions. Word traveled to places I'd never visited, shelters, unemployment offices, and recovery centers. People started appearing, young, old, men, and women, all with the same lost look Miguel had carried. I work 6 days a week now. Some people pay the $25, some people pay more, but the interview cuts, those are always free. A woman named Sandra came by once. She was a single mother of three interviewing for a position at a credit union. Her friend had tried to trim her hair with kitchen shears because the salon was out of the question. I fixed it. I gave her a look that screamed professional and confident. She got the job. 2 months later, she came back and handed me $60. For the next few people, she said. But the moment that truly stayed with me was when Miguel returned a year later. He pulled up in a clean sedan, wearing a sharp suit and a fresh haircut. I'm the floor supervisor now, he told me. At the logistics firm where I interviewed, I bring people here now, guys from the temp agency who are working hard but look rough. I tell them Elena's got their back. He handed me a $400 check. I've kept track. You cut hair for 16 people I've sent your way. This is for them and whoever comes next. We've performed over 400 interview cuts in the last 2 years. Local barbers even come to volunteer on their days off. Last month, a man got hired at a prestigious firm. His new boss told him he was hired because anyone who keeps their dignity after hitting rock bottom is an asset. But it was the haircut that got him through the door. I'm 71. My hands shake sometimes. My garage smells like rosemary shampoo and old concrete. But I've learned this. When life falls apart, people don't just lose their income. They lose the mirror. They lose the version of themselves that belongs in a room where their future is decided. Give someone their mirror back, whether it's a haircut, a clean shirt, or a kind word. Do whatever it takes to make them look in the glass and think, I'm still here. Dignity isn't a luxury, it's the foundation. And sometimes that foundation starts in a garage. Remember that we can positively impact the lives of others with the gifts we have. We may not feel like we have much to offer, but kindness and acts of kindness are just as valuable as extravagant gifts. Be kind. It's the golden rule. Even if you feel you have nothing to offer to anyone, you can be kind. The absolute best thing you can do for others is to be kind. Kindness is free. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Creating Positive Energy. Please like, share, and subscribe. The show is available on all major podcasting platforms. If you would like to advertise on this show or any other show on Des Moines Sears Media, feel free to message me on X at DavidSears1982, on Instagram at DavidSears1982, or email me at DavidSears1982@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow me on those platforms as I tweet a lot and post lots of memes and inspirational memes. I look forward to sharing positive things with you every day and growing this show with listeners and like-minded people like you. I'm David Sears, and remember, today is a great day to have a great day. The proceeding has been a production of Des Moines Sears Media.